Would the members please vote to signify their presence? Senator Fisher, all members voted. All members have voted. Secretary, close roll.
The roll shows 20 senators present today. Senator Coletta will be excused from the call starting at 1 a.m. p.m.
And we stand for the invocation. Reverend Plotnick, Rabbi Plotnick.
Let us pray. Great God of the prophets, we need thee. Anoint us by thy Spirit that we may be men and women to match the monumental issues that face us. Let the mighty wind of God blow through this place with purifying, renewing power. Breathe creativity into the minds and hearts of thy servants. Amen.
Amen.
Secretary, certify as correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 123rd legislative day.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 123rd legislative day be approved as certified.
Objection. So ordered. Are there guests for introduction? Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, in the far gallery are two distinguished members of the District of Columbia Bar who represent the legislature in matters pertaining to the Alaska Railroad, Mrs. Sandra Richardson and Mr. Jack Billy.
We welcome you here this morning, Jack Sandra. Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
I do have a message from the governor that's been addressed to Representative Hayes and myself. I will have copies of this made immediately after the session. Are there messages from the House?
Message of May 12. The House has rescinded its action in failing to concur in the Senate amendment to House Bill number 453, effective date failed, special appropriation for the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, namely House Bill number 453, amended Senate, making a special appropriation for the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, effective date. The House then concurred in the Senate amendments to House Bill number 453, thus adopting House Bill number 453, amended Senate. The peak conference members in the Senate were Senators Ray, Chairman, Senators Barenkamp, and Bennett. That is the only message from the House.
Apparently they've been discharged unceremoniously. Hope they will dust themselves off. House probably made an error. Are there communications?
Message of May 14. Dear Mr. President, the Conference Committee, which has had Senate Bill number 768, Residential Loans Administered by Regional Native Housing Authorities, and HCS 4SB 768, Resources Amended House, providing for fishery product loan guarantees under consideration, requests powers of limited free conference. On the specific powers we request are as follows. 1, the limit on guarantees per borrower. 2, additional collateral requirements. 3, guarantees on interest. 4, location of financial institutions. Signed, Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, Senators Dankworth, and Senator Curtula.
That free conference committee has been granted powers of limited free conference, that is, without objection.
Message of May 14 to Senator Curtula from Senator Arlister Jaluski, Chairman, Conference Committee on House Bill 101, an act relating to state taxation. The Conference Committee considering CS for House Bill number 101, Second Finance, and Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill number 101, Finance, has met and requests limited powers of free conference on the following questions. 1, shall the language in Section 6 of SCS HB 101 Finance be amended? 2, shall the language in Section 11 of SCS HB 101 Finance be amended?
The Conference Committee has been granted power as a limited free conference. Without objection.
Those are the communications.
Are the reports of standing committees this morning?
The Transportation Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution number 87, reconstructing and paving parts of the Alaska Highway as authorized in the Federal Aid Highway Act of 1973. Senator Ray Chairman and Senators Gilman, Dankworth, and Sackett signed no recommendation. Senator Curtulo signed, do pass if amended. SJR 87 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Resources Committee considered Senate Bill number 896, Susitna River Hydroelectric Project, and a majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy, Gilman, Fisher, Bradley, and Eliason. Senator Sturdaluski signed a recommendation. SB 896 has a further referral to finance. The Judiciary Committee considered CS for House Bill number 2, finance amended, relating to land, and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute with a new title. Senator Rohde, Chairman, and Senator Ray signed no recommendation. Senator Parr signed do pass. Senator Anderson signed do not pass unless amended. House Bill 2 has a further referral to finance. The Judiciary Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 34, HESS, Course Transferability Guide covering courses offered in post-secondary institutions, and recommends it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute with a new title, a letter of intent, and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Rohde, Chairman, concurring Senator Ray and Senator Parr. Senator Anderson signed no recommendation. House Bill 34 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Judiciary Committee considered House Bill number 548 amended, providing legal services in civil cases for persons who are financially unable to obtain legal counsel. And the committee recommends it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute with a new title. Senator Rohde, Chairman, signed do not pass. Senator Parr signed do pass. Senator Anderson and Senator Ray signed no recommendation. 548 has a further referral to finance.
You have the floor, Senator.
If you allow me the latitude to give a word of explanation as to what the Judiciary Committee did, this was the...
Without objection, you have the floor.
This was a bill that had three parts to it that came over from the House, and it looked perilously close to piggybacking or log rolling. We separated the three issues. The issues were the settlement of the university land matter, the homesteading bill, and the acquisition of seismic data by the state of Alaska. They were put in separate issues so that each one could be voted upon its merits on the floor, and that members would not be forced to vote on a bill that contained matters they liked and they didn't like. And that is the reason for the substitute in titles. And we used House bills to preserve the House nature of the legislation for those titles.
You may proceed.
The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 695 rules amended, establishing the Vocational Education and Employment Training Task Force, and recommends it be replaced with the Senate committee substitute with a new fiscal note and do pass. Senator Bennett, co-chairman, signed no recommendation. Signing do pass for Senators Sackett, Stimson, Eliason, Dankworth, and Sturdaluski. House Bill 695 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 844, HESS, amended, financing of rural health facility improvements and maintenance, and recommends it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute, and recommends the HESS Senate committee substitute with an amendment do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senator Sackett, Stimson, Sturdaluski, Eliason, and Dankworth. Senator Ferguson signed no recommendation. House Bill 844 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill number 876, State Affairs amended, providing for a federal budget impact fund, and recommends it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute, and a majority do pass with a new fiscal note. Senator Bennett, co-chairman, signed no recommendation. Signing do pass for Senators Sackett, Stimson, Sturdaluski, Eliason, and Ferguson. House Bill 876 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Rules Committee considered the following and recommend they be placed on the May 14 calendar. Senate Joint Resolution number 60, requesting the Secretary of Commerce to disapprove certain portions of the Bering Chukchi Sea Fishery Management Plan. Senate Bill number 704, Memorials for Servicemen. Senate Bill number 705, making a special appropriation to the Department of Military Affairs for construction of the Alaskan Servicemen's Memorial at Veterans Lake. Senate Bill Number 706, making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for a caretaker facility for Alaskan Servicemen's Memorial at Veterans Lake, SSHB 621 amended, issuance of certificates of birth for persons born outside the United States and adopted by Alaska residents, and CS for House Bill 637 finance amended, regulation of the taking, purchase, or sale of certain fishery resources. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler, Curtula, and Ferguson. These do appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
There is a bill for introduction.
Senate Bill Number 898 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act relating to the insanity defense and providing for an effective date.
I wish the governor's cover letter to be read because it is May 14th and we are in poised towards adjournment, and these sort of things happen to us all the time. They're necessary. People get poised to leave. There are always emergencies, and the governor apparently feels this is one. Please read the cover letter.
May 14, 1982, Dear Mr. President, under the authority of Article 3, Section 18 of the Alaska Constitution, I am transmitting a bill relating to the insanity defense. Last year, I submitted Senate Bill 535, which shifts the burden of proof to the defendant to establish the elements of that defense. Passage of that bill by itself will likely result in a substantial decrease in the number of cases where the defense is successfully established. Nevertheless, the recent tragic killings in Anchorage have raised the issues of whether the defense can even be more restricted and possibly even eliminated. While not abolishing the insanity defense, this bill significantly restricts its application by narrowly limiting the defense to persons who are unable to appreciate the nature and quality of their conduct. It is our best estimate that this redefinition of the insanity defense will restrict its application to approximately 10% of the cases in which the defense is raised today. In addition to restricting the scope of the defense, the bill requires mental health treatment for persons who cannot successfully raise the defense, are found guilty, and are determined by the court to be suffering from a mental illness short of legal insanity. Under existing law, such a defendant is found not guilty by reason of insanity, treated, and released back into the community when treatment is successfully completed. Under this bill, such a defendant can be found guilty of the crime by the jury and determined to be mentally ill by the trial court. The defendant is then sentenced like any other criminal defendant and treated for his mental illness during his sentence. If the illness is cured before the expiration of the sentence, the defendant is not returned to the community, but instead is required to serve the remainder of his sentence. In drafting this bill, we gave substantial attention to proposals that would completely abolish the insanity defense. We rejected that approach for two reasons. First, we have significant doubts about its constitutionality, and second, we believe that the problem with existing law is not that an insanity defense exists, but rather that it has been defined too generally by the legislature and applied too broadly by the courts. We are confident that our proposal will withstand constitutional attack and that it appropriately limits the defense. A commentary and sectional analysis explaining the bill in greater detail is attached. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor.
I'd like to comment, Mr. Majority Leader, that, as you know, there is a great national concern that I think we've all seen in the available press media that's so available here in Juneau, both through television and our library. Senator Rohde, I think you should take this bill up with dispatch, and if it is possible, your very competent Judiciary Committee should act on it and give your recommendations to the House Judiciary.
Mr. President, we are pleased to inform you that the Senate Judiciary Committee has already heard this bill. We heard it yesterday afternoon. There is a House Bill 575 on the calendar under reconsideration. It's my intent to bring the bill back to second reading for specific amendment to lay the amendment on the table for a day, have every member other than Judiciary Committee members, which are familiar with the matter, look at the language and the backup material, and then move the final adoption of the amendment tomorrow. That will speed up the process by at least 3 or 4 days, and again, we've already had a public hearing on this matter. met with the representatives of the governor and have worked jointly with him to draft the language that the Senate will have before us today.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of your committee.
That is the only new bill today, Mr. President.
Does take us to the daily calendar. At some stage, there's the Sergeant of Arms and the Rules Chairman have been after us to get our biannual picture. So at some stage during the day here, we'll ask that we recess for that purpose. Senate Bill 705, Senator.
Mr. President, I would move the unanimous consent that Senate Bill 705 be moved down the calendar behind Senate Bill 704, the request of the sponsor.
Without objection, it's moved down the calendar. Secretary will read Senate Bill 704 by title.
Senate Bill number 704 by Senator Bradley, an act relating to memorials for servicemen and to the Alaska Servicemen's Memorial at Veterans Lake and providing for an effective date. The State Affairs Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Eliason, Stimson, and Bradley. Senator Coletta signed, do pass if amended. The Finance Committee waived referral. There is a committee substitute.
Senator Fisher?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the State Affairs substitute be adopted.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill number 704, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee. An act relating to memorials for veterans and to the Alaska Veterans Memorial at Byers Lake and Denali State Park and providing for an effective date.
Question?
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments? Senator Bradley, do you have amendments?
Mr. President, just briefly, 704, and I apologize for the order on the...
I hear you on your point of order. We'll move it to third reading, Senator. Certainly. You have the floor, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, we ask unanimous consent that House Bill, rather, Senate Bill 704 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Without objection, Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill number 704, State Affairs, an act relating to memorials for veterans and to the Alaska Veterans Memorial at Byers Lake and Denali State Park and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion, debate. Senator Bradley has the floor.
Mr. President, I guess I was a little too anxious this morning. This is my last act for veterans since I won't be here next year. And I think there should be a change in title, Mr. President, in that first the Department of Military Affairs and the committee appointed by Senator Parr's bill last year recommended that it be Alaska Veterans Memorial. Servicemen's memorial, but that didn't include the ladies, so we changed that to veterans. They also recommended a change for the lake, but I withdrew that bill because we received a little flack from some people that didn't think the lake should be renamed. So we changed Veterans Lake. And if I may be allowed the latitude, Senate Bill 704 and 5 didn't include Denali State Park, but Senate Bill 706 did. So we'll have to have I think that's enough change to have a title change to each of these bills. And if that is correct, I move the adoption of the title change and ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, any title change, as you suggested, shall be adopted. You have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, Section 1 authorizes the changing of the name Wayside at Byers Lake to Alaska Memorial at Byers Lake, and that was recommended by the Park Division to the committee, and the committee approved that. And Section 2 authorizes there's a construction of a permanent park range and caretaker facility, which the Park Division claims they're in dire need of because, as you probably know, Mr. President, the nearest park ranger they have to the Denali State Park is in Palmer, and he goes up periodically. And they would like to at least keep somebody there permanently during the summer months. The tour bus stops there. It's the only wayside that has a paved parking lot. and a well and all the other facilities trails, pullouts for motorhomes, campers, and a lake, and it's not bad fishing, I understand. And the most appropriate place are in the park of the 35-mile frontage on Parks Highway. So Section 2 was repealed and reenacted because it was bad wording. It looked like it was the maintenance of veterans and not memorials. So that's just a rewording of subparagraph 12 of Section 20. Mr. President, if I may be allowed the latitude, since our 704 is the authority for the appropriations in 705 and 706, I'd like to go ahead and cover those.
Please proceed.
In 705, the sum of $300,000 is appropriated, referencing Senator Parr's bill last year, which I co-sponsored with him. We just pulled a figure out of the hat, $200,000. But you know, that sometimes, this day and time, only covers maybe the landscaping with the inflation that we have. So what they did was, if you look at the diagram on that everyone has on their desk, they had to select the one you have in the diagram. I have circled in red on the left, which has Eskimo Scout out front and in granite, and our five star panels representing the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, and Coast Guard. Well, they don't have any other representations of individuals from services. So what they wanted was one that was recommended locally here by Ed Way, who sculpted the Hard Rock Miners sculpture down at Marine Park. And he's one of the best around, I understand. But they didn't have quite enough money to do all of that. So they wanted phase two to include enough to do a good job, to put representations around this circle you see in the center in blue. And where the red dot is will be a flagpole with the representations of each service around in a circle. As you see on page two, down at the bottom is the one that the Hammond and Associates and Ed Way recommended from Juneau. And on the left is a little picnic shelter. On the right is a play area for children. And in the middle is where those are people that you see on the next page, page three. Each of the
Revert to communications or reports to special committees.
May 14, 1982, Conference Committee Report. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker,
I believe last week, on the last page, page six, it shows, not in color, but you can get some ideas to the detail. It's real good. Well, Mr. President, this state is the only state in the Union that has one flagpole in Anchorage on the Park Strip in honor of those who gave their lives in some past law and those who served in some past war. It's the only state in the Union that has one. I've written every state, and every state has pages of them. Even Rhode Island, which is the smallest state, about the size of Illiamna, has a little over 100. They must have one in every precinct. It's unbelievable. That's somewhat of an exception. But I just can't believe that this state has been so remiss as to have only a flagpole in the whole state on the Park Strip for those who have made a supreme sacrifice or those who are missing in action or served in some past war. And so this will be a second one, but it will be a pretty good one, but it certainly won't come up to the numbers that most other states have. Some of them have pages of them, and some even reduced print. Every town has a plaque or something. So the $300,000 will enable them to finish this phase two. Phase one was last year. And Senate Bill 706 is the permanent park ranger and caretaker facility that the park needs up there, and will also provide some protection from vandalism, provide tourist information, and provide a place for maintenance personnel to stay. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, sir. Question is, shall Senate Bill 704 pass the Senate? You may move. You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? All members seem to wish to change their vote.
Not all.
Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas and one nay.
Survived the combat, Senator. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, may we revert to introduction of guests, please?
Yes, sir. Do we have an effective date clause on this, Senator?
I'm sorry.
Have you announced the poll, Mr. President?
Yes, 19 to 1.
Fine. Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent to Senate Bill 704. With the vote on the bill, we consider the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, effective date clause has been adopted. Senator Coletta has the floor.
Mr. President, longtime friend of many of us, Mr. John Sewell in the far gallery.
Good to see you this morning. Secretary, please proceed.
Senate Bill number 705 by Senator Bradley, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Military Affairs for construction of the Alaskan Servicemen's Memorial at Veterans Lake and providing for an effective date.
Are there amendments?
State Affairs Committee please considered proceed. This and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title, and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senator Eliason and Senator Stimson. Senator Coletta signed, do pass if amended. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that the State Affairs Committee substitute do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senator Stimson, Sterzulski, Eliason, and Dankworth. Senator Sackett and Senator Ferguson signed, no recommendation. There is a committee substitute.
To the committee substitute, Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, I move the ask unanimous consent the State Affairs Committee substitute be adopted.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill number 705, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Military Affairs for construction of the Alaska Veterans Memorial at Byers Lake in Denali State Park and providing for an effective date.
Since third reading.
There are no amendments.
No amendments. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 705 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill number 705, State Affairs, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Military Affairs for construction of the Alaska Veterans Memorial at Byers Lake in Denali State Park and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. You ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Bill 705 be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
Bill has been adopted. Senator Rohde.
President, I move to ask unanimous consent to vote on the bill. We consider the vote on the effective date clause.
Effective date clause has been adopted without objection. Next item, daily calendar, Senate Bill 706. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill number 706 by Senator Bradley, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for construction of a caretaker facility for the Alaskan Servicemen's Memorial at Veterans Lake in Denali State Park and providing for an effective date. The State Affairs Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title, and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Eliason, Bradley, and Stimson. Senator Coletta signed, do pass if amended. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that the State Affairs Committee substitute be adopted. Senator Bennett, co-chairman, and Senator Sackett and Ferguson signed, no recommendation. Senator Stimson, Sterzulski, Eliason, and Dankworth signed, do pass. There is a committee substitute.
To the committee substitute, Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent State Affairs Committee substitute be adopted.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read it.
CS for Senate Bill Number 706, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for construction of a permanent park ranger and caretaker facility for the Alaska Veterans Memorial at Byers Lake in Denali State Park and providing for an effective date.
Bill is second reading, no amendments. You have the floor, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent to Senate Bill 706 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill Number 706, State Affairs, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for construction of a permanent park ranger and caretaker facility for the Alaska Veterans Memorial at Byers Lake in Denali State Park and providing for an effective date.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate. You ready for the question?
Call for the question.
Question is, shall Senate Bill 706, shall it be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? The Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 nays.
Is it necessary when we adopted the committee substitute to adopt the title change? Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent to the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the title change.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent to the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, effective date clause has been adopted. Next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 621.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 621 amended by Representatives Abood, Metcalf, Cotton, Grusendorf, Fuller, Phillips, Carney, Randolph, Hayes, Halford, and Barnes. An act providing for the issuance of certificates of birth for persons born outside the United States and adopted by Alaskan residents. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends due pass, signed Senator Parr, Chairman, concurring Senators Stimson, Coletta, and Kelly. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute and due pass, signed Senator Rohde, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Anderson, and Parr. There is a Senate Committee substitute.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Judiciary Committee substitute.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 621, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee. An act providing for the issuance of certificates of birth for persons born outside the United States and adopted by Alaskan residents. There are no amendments.
In the absence of amendments, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent that House Bill 621 be considered advanced third reading, placed for final passage.
Objection. House Bill 621 has been advanced to third reading. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 621, Judiciary, an act providing for the issuance of certificates of birth for persons born outside the United States and adopted by Alaskan residents.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, this bill does exactly as the title suggests and does allow the state of Alaska to issue birth certificates for children adopted by Alaskans that were born outside the United States. It is agreed to by all parties, the adopted parents, by the State Registrar's Office.
Ready for the question? Question is, shall House Bill 621 pass the Senate? You proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
621 has been adopted. Next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 637. Secretary, read the bill. You have the floor,
please.
Senator.
Brief at ease.
We'll be at ease. Secretary, proceed.
CS for House Bill Number 637, Finance amended by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the regulation of the taking, purchase, or sale of certain fishery resources and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring, Senators Gilman, Eliason, Mulcahy, Strugulski, and Fisher. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the SCS Judiciary and do pass. Signed, Senator Rohde, Chairman, concurring Senators Anderson and Parr. Senator Ray signed, no recommendation. There are two Senate Committee substitutes.
Mr. Judiciary Chairman.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Judiciary Committee substitute.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS, 4 House Bill number 637, Judiciary. By the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the taking, purchase, or sale of certain fishery resources and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments, you have the floor, Senator.
In second reading, Mr. President, a question. It was just brought to my attention by the administration that on page 4, line 21, that it may be necessary to include eggs for hatchery stock in that line, and I was wondering if the Judiciary Chairman had any feelings on that matter. Resources Chairman. It is late in the session. Perhaps if we could have it at ease for.
We'll be at ease. Time so that this picture can be taken. We'll be at ease. And just to wait all this interaction.
House Bill 637, in second reading, be put at the bottom of the calendar pending a Resource Committee amendment.
Without objection, placed at the bottom of the calendar. House Bill 210 is the next item. Senator?
Mr. President, at the request of the sponsor of legislation, I would move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 210 be held in second reading until tomorrow.
No objection. House Bill 210 is being held.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that my reconsideration of House Bill 575 be taken up at this time.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill. House Bill 575.
Senate CS for House Bill number 575, Judiciary, an act relating to the criminal laws of the state in third reading on reconsideration.
Senator Rudy.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we return to second reading for the purpose of a specific amendment.
Without objection. Secretary, do we have the specific amendment?
Amendment number one by Senator Rohde. Page 2, line 1. Delete language appearing on lines 1 through 9 and insert the following 6 pages.
Senator Rohde.
Yeah, Mr. President, it's my intent to move the amendment, then hold the bill in second reading for tomorrow. This is the governor's insanity plea change. And
there's a copy available for every member, correct?
Not the governor's insanity. Mr. President, I move amendment number one and would ask that House Bill 575 be held in second reading with the amendment tomorrow. The Judiciary Committee will meet very briefly later on this afternoon to hear any comments and look at the final amendment. The amendment and all backup material will be placed on every member's desk today.
Thank you, Senator. Without objections, held to tomorrow's calendar. The amendment's been proposed, and we are in second reading tomorrow. Next item on the daily calendar is Senate Joint Resolution 60. Senator Gilman, I apologize.
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent to revert to introduction of guests.
Without objection.
Mr. President, in the far gallery is a person that probably needs no introduction to this body. This gentleman is recovering from a heart attack, and I'm very, very pleased to see him back on his feet and back at duties at the City of Seward as city manager. He did tell me last night that he intends to retire shortly from that job. I would like to welcome Johnny Johnson and say good luck, old buddy.
Next to him, I think he's been introduced a number of times, but is our Chief of Police, Ben Cardino from Seward. The event took place. Johnny's an old friend of mine, so I might state that the attack took place immediately after the governor's veto of the capital budget. I hope you're talking to Jay about that. The Senate Joint Resolution 60.
Senate Joint Resolution number 60 by Senators Ferguson and Sackett, requesting the Secretary of Commerce to disapprove certain portions of the Bering-Chukchi Sea Fishery Management Plan. The Resources Committee considered this resolution and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute with a new title and due pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Gilman, Eliason, Mulcahy, and Sturgeluski. There is a committee substitute.
To the committee substitute, Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Resources Committee substitute. Ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, your Resources Committee substitute is adopted. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Joint Resolution number 60, Resources, by the Resources Committee, relating to commercial fishing by foreign fleets in the 200-mile fishery conservation zone along Alaska's coast. There are no amendments.
The absence of amendments, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that SJR 60 be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill in third reading.
CS for Senate Joint Resolution number 60, Resources, relating to commercial fishing by foreign fleets in the 200-mile fishery conservation zone along Alaska's coast.
Ready for the question?
Call for the question.
The question is, shall Senate Joint Resolution 60 amended pass the Senate? You may proceed, Bill. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
Senate Joint Resolution 60 has been adopted. Takes us to the citation calendar.
Excuse me, Mr. President.
You have
President.
The floor.
We need a vote on name change, title change.
Thank you very much, Senator.
Mr. President, my apologies to the Resources Committee Chairwoman. I would move and ask unanimous consent to the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the title change.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the citation.
Mr. President, I would...
You have the floor, Senator.
I would move and ask unanimous consent that the citation honoring Taku and Willowa be read in full by the Secretary.
Objection. Secretary, read the citations by title, but read the first citation in full.
Citation honoring Taku and Willawa. The 12th Alaska Legislature wishes to honor Taku and Willawa, the two Alaskan chipmunks responsible for providing ventilation to the legislative lounge. Throughout this session, Taku and Willawa have unfailingly been on station, running the treadmill, which purifies lounge air by expelling it into the halls and elevators. Once, when the system broke down on steak day, you could see them dashing between grill and the window, furiously attempting to maintain the rarefied atmosphere we legislators prefer. We appreciate their efforts, and we further wish to commend Representative Jack the Smoke Fuller for his foresight in hiring these two unsung heroes. Taku and Willawa, we salute you.
A brief comment, Mr. President. This is Senator Ray's method of, I think, expressing the appreciation of the Senate for the job that, great job that Smokey Jack Fuller has done in providing a ventilation system for the lounge.
You have the floor, Senator. Please proceed, rather, Secretary.
Citations honoring Bruce Hammond by Senators Kelly and Bradley. Citation honoring 27 Chugiak High School Honor Society students by Senators Kelly and Bradley. A citation recognizing the Salmon Quality Control Study Group by Senators Curtula and Bradley. Citation honoring American Legion Post number 15 of Palmer by Senators Bradley and Curtula. A citation honoring Kyle Ashcraft by Senators Bradley and Kelly. A citation honoring Annette Strunk by Representatives Malone and O'Connell and Senators Gilman. And Bradley. A citation honoring India Sparks by Representatives Freeman, Buchholz, and Brown, and Senators Rohde and Stimson.
Mr. Chairman, President.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, could we please get the citation honoring the 27 High School Honor Society students have the word sophomore spelled in something other than freshman English?
Without objection.
And on the one honoring Kyle, could we please put S on states?
Secretary has taken note.
President?
Senator Lyason wishes the floor.
As a past state commander of the American Legion, I'd like to be a co-sponsor of the honoring American Legion post number 15 of Palmer.
Objection. Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation calendar be adopted.
Objection. The citation calendar has been unanimously adopted. Senator Ziegler?
Mr. President, a comment, if I may, as we all know, at one time, Senator Fahrenkamp was a school teacher, and it occurred to me in the highly unlikely event that she gets defeated in a re-election bid, why, we have a perfect job for her right down the street.
We've got one on the third floor. Senator Sturgalewski, you had suggested a possible at ease with that for this session for purposes of an amendment?
President, it looks like you're very close to the end of the agenda. We'd like to have a conference committee on HB 101 at 11:30, and it should be done very efficiently if there's a number of other issues before us.
Right. We're down to unfinished business. You have the floor, Mr. Finance Chairman.
The Finance Committee would like to waive the referral on House Bill 357, an act relating to public assistance. Also, House Bill 835, an act relating to health and safety.
Yes, that's at the bottom.
Point of information, Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator.
With the calendar completed, are we coming back in and after this 11:30 break for purposes of taking up the bill that was held to the end of the calendar, or shall we postpone that till tomorrow?
It's Senator Sturgalewski wishes to come back and act on Senate Bill House Bill 101 after 11:30. Is that not right, Senator Sturgalewski?
Mr. President, just for information, no, we would, we nearly wish, since we have all members present,
to handle that,
we'll have to lay it on the table and take the 24 hours action. But this is when we could get people together and we want to handle the bill.
That's fine. Thank you, and I apologize. We will hold this till tomorrow.
President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the bill be held until tomorrow's calendar.
That's House Bill 637. Without objection.
Stand at ease, please.
We'll be at ease. Items under unfinished business. Are there announcement of committee meetings? Finance Chairman?
The Finance Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., taking up, amongst other things, House Bill 330, an act relating to payment of cost for services for pregnant women. I'd also ask unanimous consent for the waiver of the five-day rule so that we may also be able to take up H.J.R. 71, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to incurring general obligation indebtedness for veterans' housing. Also under the same waiver, House Bill 549, an act making special appropriation to the Department of Administration for cost of analysis of alternative design for state health communication network.
As you know, we're well along to going through either passage or in rules of the House bills on their priority list. We're more than half through them by passage, if I might count. You have the floor, Senator Farrington.
May we have a brief at ease?
We'll be at ease. Meeting, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 666, the loan program, will meet at 1:30. The Senate Judiciary Committee will also meet at 1:30 to take up the insanity plea question.
Are there further announcements? Senator Parr.
Mr. President, the House Committee will meet at 3 this afternoon, Barron's Building Committee Room, House Bill 112, raising the legal drinking age.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, the Conference Committee on SB 768, the Fishery Production Loan Guarantees, and SB 103, the appropriation bill for this, will be meeting at a time to be announced today.
Be on the bulletin board. Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, may we revert back to special orders?
We have not gone to special orders yet. Are there further announcements?
I noticed we skipped that.
You have the floor, Senator.
Yes, just to officially announce, the Conference Committee on HB 101 will be meeting at 11:30 in the Butler Ridge Room, unless the
House caucus is not, if it's not out of there, we'll go to House State Affairs, 11:30.
We will have a skeleton session for the report of that conference committee, so the 24 hours on that conference committee can be ticked off between now and tomorrow's session. Senator Bradley, under special orders.
Mr. President, pardon my voice, but I move and ask unanimous consent that I be given special privilege of the floor to comment on Senate Bill 704, 705, and 706.
Without objection.
Mr. President,
Senator,
I appreciate...
Senator Strzelewski, are you rising to... Yes. The conference committee is...
Apologies to the good senator.
Is in the interests of shortening session, why, please, and Godspeed.
Mr. President, I'd just like to say I appreciate everybody's vote on those three bills, and that, in my opinion, they are the most important veterans' bills that we've ever put through. Maybe not to some of you, but to me, they are. Several years ago, you know, when the governor disestablished our veterans loan program, put it under HFC, I got, I think, most of the flack. I even got a lot of flack from a lot of other senators and representatives to answer their inquiries. And I suppose because I was the only 30-year retiree, and maybe even because I was very temporarily a prisoner of war or something, they thought I was supposed to do it. Well, I certainly had enough to do, as everybody else did, but somebody had to pick up the ball and run with it. And I think if I hadn't, I would have been criticized, and so I did. But they are not the only bills that I've ever gotten through. But I did feel strongly about them, but as a result of a little investigation, I found that we had less state veterans benefits than any state in the Union. And every state in the Union did have a veterans loan program, and suddenly we didn't. Now, there are two states that don't, I guess because of hard times. But they still have more veterans benefits other than a loan program than some other states do. So I just wanted to make a comment that I appreciated a little joke as long as you put the green lights up there. But I had so much to say, and I was going to get it all out in spite of the whispering campaign, because I do feel strongly about it. I feel sorry for those people that are missing in action over there. I think I know from just a few days being a prisoner how it feels to be on death row. You're numb, your heart's beating, and you're breathing, but you're really dead because death is imminent. And I think we shouldn't forget this. And they are the most important bills that we've taken up this year. Thank you very much.
Senator Farenkamp.
May we have a brief at ease?
We'll be at ease. Senator Rohde, would you essentially adjourn us, but do it in a recess posture for a skeleton session to the call of the chair? We'll have a session tomorrow at 11. You have the floor, Senator Ray.
Privilege of the floor to speak on a item in the newspaper.
Without objection, Senator.
Mr. President, I'm reading here under the byline, Karen Davies, Associated Press, says, angered by the Senate's refusal to act on legislation. Now, that gives the idea that the Senate had refused to act on it, although later on in the story it says it gives the responsibility for the quotes to House members. But to start it out, it says angered by the Senate's refusal to act. In other words, they're making a positive statement that the Senate refused to act. I was the chairman of the Free Conference Committee on the ASME bill. I went to my opposite number, Representative Halford, more than four times, and asked him for a meeting. And he said he didn't think it would be necessary to have a meeting now that there were other bills that they were going to incorporate the ASME product in. And I can count at least three positive, if not four, perhaps five times that I contacted the House members. Now, for the House to get up on their feet and say that we refuse to, Representative Gardner said that the final figure would just be decided by a House-Senate negotiation team, but senators who were appointed to the committee refused to meet with the House delegation, Gardner said. That is absolutely a fabrication. It's a misstatement. It's an outright lie.
Senator Dankworth?
You have to sit. Mr. President, privilege of the floor to speak on spending limitations. Ask unanimous consent.
You have the floor.
Mr. President, as we go through this legislative process, of course, we all learn to lose, and you win some and you lose some. And I guess to each of us, we always think ours is the most important when we put in a bill and we lose it. However, there, I think occasionally there comes a bill that affects a great many people, and it's going to be important for the future of Alaska that it really hurts to lose. But in losing it, if it's lost on its merits, if it's lost because we had discussion and there was a hearing on it, and it's just not what this body wanted to do, then I think that's proper. And I think that we have to grin and bear our losses. It's come to my attention that in the bill that passed this body unanimously, Senate Joint Resolution Number 61, which set a spending limit, set up a resource development fund, and tied up much of the money that we feel that we are not spending in a proper way. It's not an improper way. I don't mean to imply that, but not in good management way. It would have taken care of that. I understand it's never had a hearing in the other body, was rushed through every committee, probably the most important piece of legislation that will be heard this year. And again, I'm not going to say it's because I was the person that introduced it. This body evidently felt so too. And the governor felt so, and many Alaskans felt so, that we ought to have a spending limit, and we ought to stop spending this money by just letting it come down here and divide it by 60 every year. That bill did that. And, of course, I certainly wouldn't, I don't think anyone on this floor expected when we sent it over it would come back exactly the way we sent it over. There's always room for compromise on all those areas. But to have the other body, not to even consider the bill, not to even hold a hearing on it, is awfully disappointing. It has some far-reaching effects other than just killing a bill, and let me take the body's time to point those out. First, I'd like to read from a letter of April 26, and I'll be very brief and just read one paragraph. This was to the Honorable Joe Hayes, Speaker of the House, from the Governor of Alaska. There have been many questions as to what level of funding could be accommodated for loans, cash capital projects, and bonds. In discussions with you, I have stipulated conditions upon which any significant capital budget or bond issue are predicated. These should be of public knowledge, hence this letter. These include, in acceptable form, number one, a permanent fund dividend backstop bill, amendments to the hydro legislation, a spending limitation, increased percentage of contributions to the permanent fund, state employee pay, a railroad bill, and means of dealing with the salmon crisis. And if the above are passed, the following could be accommodated. And he goes on to say loans, cash capital budget, and bonds. What he's very clearly saying there is unless those things are addressed, they're of such importance to this state that he was not going to continue to let us divide that money by 60 and spend it. Now, in a letter of May 3rd to the Honorable Delmar Catula, President of the Senate, follows this one by a week. Reportedly, some legislators now believe I will not veto projects in House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 150 rules, despite that speculation, lack of positive action on several key measures. To set that speculation to rest, I am vetoing all House and Senate capital budget additions. Two prime reasons are, one, absent positive action on a more stringent spending limitation. We simply cannot afford to do otherwise. Absent assurance that prior permanent fund commitments are not, as well, going to be met, we simply cannot afford in good conscience to do otherwise. In that same letter, Mr. President, he says, those who wish to conclude this session with some semblance of harmony, dispatch, and productivity while safeguarding Alaska's financial well-being can only do so by actions I've cited before. Accordingly, let me urge you to address them while bearing in mind that there remain avenues by which you can then restore some legitimate capital projects which could be approved. A letter of May 13th, which follows this one, and this one was apparently written yesterday to the Speaker of the House. Not only have I vetoed all legislative add-ons in a minimal capital budget, but I have as well stipulated in writing, rather than behind closed doors, those issues which must be addressed either to avoid a special session, permit further capital budget inclusions, or break the logjam toward adjournment. Some have pronounced these efforts as an attempt to blackmail the House, while covertly urging many to do precisely the same to the Senate. Others publicly decry our involvement in alleged secret negotiations, then trek up to my office attempting to cut some type of a private deal. I'm taking this, of course, in excerpts, so make that clear. How then to resolve these issues? Let me urge you respectfully to hold as soon as possible public enlightenment sessions on SJR 12, SJR 61, and SJR 10. Much of the criticism I've heard of SJR 61, for example, evidences that either the critics have not even read it or that my staff and I are most confused. What better way to demonstrate which is the case than to hold a public hearing at which my staff can be present. If it is then determined that there are legitimate concerns with this issue, let's amend it. Mr. President, those are some of the things that makes it obvious that by killing this bill without even having a hearing, something so important, we have brought to a stop, in my judgment. Now, if anyone can show me a different plan, we have killed the hydro development for this state. We very likely have killed any ability for this state to address the railroad or any substantial infrastructure investment of any size, that unless you can talk each senator into donating a little of his capital money to that project, as we've been doing in the past. That fund, having not, if it is not established, will have this effect, and I've just went through the bond council and had them run some figures. What would be the effect if we continue to bond the present hydro projects that are under construction and this SJR 61 does not pass and the fund is not established? By the time Bradley Lake comes on, and that would be Swan, Taiz, Solomon Gulch, Terra, and Bradley, by the time they come on, the cents per kilowatt hour, if they have to pay the bond rates and are not able to establish under SJR 61 the long-term low-interest loans and be able to buy those bonds that are now going out at anywhere from 10 to 14%, the cents per kilowatt at the bus bar, before you add any transmission to it, at Swan Lake will be 32.7 cents, 43 cents at Taiz, 14 at Solomon Gulch, 20 at Terra, and at Bradley, 28.2 before you ever move a bit of it. If SJR 61 had passed, if we had set aside some of our non-renewable resource funds and invested it in this in long-range money, as that provided for, they would have said Swan Lake would have been 10 cents, Taiz 13, Solomon Gulch 4, Terra 6, and Bradley 7. Of course, that makes them the answer to a long-range energy for our state. By killing SJR 61, there will be no Susitna. If anyone has talked to anyone and is knowledgeable of any construction of that project, there is no way that you could afford to go out and fund $5 to $6 billion in bonding at 10 to 14%. And while no one knows the exact time, if we build it, it may not be feasible, but if we build it and when we build it, and even trying to guess at those dates, everyone will conclude that the cost of that energy at the bus bar will be well over 40 to 50 cents a kilowatt hour if you have to bond it up front. But the most significant thing about that is that there will be no bonding. No bonding company will go out, and there's no return on that investment for a number of years until the dam is constructed and built. If there's a need for us to purchase the Alaska Railroad, unless each one of us are able to go around and talk each other into putting a few bucks in the till out of our capital projects, we won't buy a railroad either. If we wanted to build an all-Alaska gas pipeline, or we wanted to participate in it, to take our resource to Tidewater, unless we're willing to go around and individually do that, I don't know how we'll ever get it built. Now, I don't know why the leadership in the other body has taken the attitude that they don't care if we have a capital projects, we don't care if we have a capital budget, we don't care if there's any legislation, we just want to go home. Not to have had a hearing on that bill is most disappointing. And I hope that if he has any animosity toward Anchorage to cost us $80 million, I guess we could bear that. But that laps over on other legislators. And I'm searching for a motive for this type of an action. And I'm speaking to the fact that I understand that SJR 61 did not pass the House today.
So if that's true, and I'm sure it is, this state's in a lot of trouble, and I'm very disappointed. And I think those members over there somewhere are going to have to answer to the people of the state for the action they've just taken. Thank you.
Entitled, An Act Relating to State Taxation and Providing for an Effective Date Be Adopted. Senate members, Senator Sturgileski, Chairman, Senators Fisher and Coletta. House members, Representative Metcalf, Chairman, Representative Meekins. Representative Cotton, sign no recommendation.
Is that all we have?
That is all we have, and it's been distributed.
That will be on the desk of every member?
That is.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, I move the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m.
Yes, sir.
Saturday, May 15th.
Adjourned. Thank you.